With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Well, Black and White Network, we need to talk about something that is very, very disturbing, and it's actually trending out there on social media. I was absolutely shocked when I saw what happened in Sydney, Australia, where a Christian bishop was actually holding mass, and then all of a sudden, a male walks up to him, pulls out a knife, and starts stabbing him. Now, the good news is that the bishop is alive. Apparently, the male who actually had the knife had a little bit of trouble actually getting the blade to come out at first. But he did end up stabbing the bishop and I believe like four other people, because the congregation descended upon him trying to take him down. Folks, Christianity, Christians are under attack. Now, I didn't know the name of this bishop, but I've seen his face. I've seen him on YouTube before. I believe one time he was actually debating someone that was a Muslim. I only seen that one time, but I know the bishop's face. This is scary, guys, because the service was actually being live streamed on YouTube. And I'm assuming that YouTube probably killed that clip, because we know how YouTube is about acts of violence. So I can't even show you the attack in this video. But let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday. Just starts at $5 per month. We appreciate the support. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Sydney church stabbing, crowds clash with police after bishop allegedly stabbed during mass. Yeah, this is scary. Now, this is the clip right here, and you can see, and this is blurry right here. The bishop is right here on the right side. The male attacker is right here on the left. And the bishop, you guys can't see it, but he's actually holding a cross. Maybe there was some divine intervention here that actually saved him. But what's even more shocking, guys, is that this person is a child that actually attacked him. A 15-year-old boy. Yes, a 15-year-old boy attacked the bishop. And boy, people were outside protesting. They were extremely mad. They were actually chanting, "Bring him out. Bring him out." So we got a little bit of a clip here from The Guardian. So let's go ahead and play this. So the protesters are out there and the police. Man, there has to be 1,000 people. So that's the bishop right there, Mari Emanuel. And he's actually approached by this person. Now, they don't show the stabbing. But people are really, really upset. See that chanting, bring him out. Riot police are out there. Man, that, my friend, is scary. Scary. Says here, hundreds of people clashed with police in Western Sydney on Monday night after a prominent Orthodox Christian leader was allegedly stabbed at the altar of his church. The New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, called for calm after the alleged attack took place while Bishop Mari Emanuel was saying Mass at the Assyrian Christ, the Good Shepherd Church in Wakely, just after 7 p.m. A live stream of the Mass on the church's website showed a person approaching the altar, who then appeared to stab towards the bishop's head multiple times. Three other people were also injured in the attack. The footage of the Mass then showed the congregation swarm forward towards Emmanuel before the stream was cut off. Okay, so the stream was cut. Police said that they had arrested a 15-year-old at the scene and were forced to hold him at the church for his own safety as a large crowd of several hundred people gathered outside the church. Riot police were called in to forcibly move the crowd on after police cars were smashed. A helicopter flew overhead, urging the crowd to leave the area. And that's an image right there of the police outside of the church. Quote, "Those violent pictures from the live stream are probably what caused the uproar in the community. People saw it, responded, and unfortunately, we ended up with a public order incident." NSW Acting Assistant Commissioner Andrew Holland told reporters. He said the 15-year-old suspect, who was held down by parishioners of the church until police arrived, sustained injuries to his hand as a result of his actions. His hands should have been chopped off, in my opinion, but anyway. Holland said police were in the process of taking the teenager from the church when they realized that a large group had gathered outside and decided to keep the suspect in the church for his safety. Two police officers were taken to the hospital after being injured by members of the crowd who broke in to a number of houses to gain weapons to throw at the police. Okay. Well, we didn't see all that. But still, this is crazy. Now, I heard a rumor that this may have been like some Muslim extremists. I don't know that. I can't verify that. Okay. But I do know that Bishop Emmanuel has had debates about Islam. Now, of course, he is a Christian. He's an Orthodox Christian. So Islam definitely goes against his beliefs. But still, attacking a bishop in a church. I am really, really surprised, man, that he's actually alive. There has to be divine intervention on this, man. It definitely does. It was scary. A 15-year-old just approached the altar and then just started stabbing at him. Thank God, man, the bishop is alive. Wow. Definitely extreme what that young man did. I don't know the laws out there in Australia. I'm not even going to speculate. But that's definitely attempted murder right there. No doubt about it. Try him as an adult. Try him as an adult. Don't let him out of jail. Don't let him out of prison. I mean, send him away for the rest of his natural life. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.